We're Masechet the Bava Metzia Daf Mem Hay, and we start in the bottom of Mem Dan Amud Bet, about 2/3 down the Amud, the bottom third. And the Gemara's continue to discuss, and we saw this idea over here of whether gold and silver, what's the commodity, what's the coin, and a Machloket Tanaim around that, and a Machloket Amoraim on the Machloket Tanaim. We'll see now exactly what the applications are of this. So the Mishnah says, Tnan Hata. We learned the Mishnah, right? This Mishnah is a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, Masechet Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Chama Omrim Lo Yaseh Adam Slein Dinei Zahav. So we're talking now about when you want to pack up and go to Jerusalem and take your Maaseh Sheni produce to Jerusalem. So either you can take the produce itself or you can take money, right? You can take money. Now, obviously, copper coins are the smallest coins. Silver coins are a bit bigger. Coins are bigger, worth a bit more. And gold coins are worth the most. So if you've got a lot of money to carry, just like today, you don't go traveling with little bank. You get bank packets anymore. I'm giving away my age even, right? Like bank packets full of 1 shekel coins. You know, you take shekel notes. You take 200 shekel notes, and you take as little as you can. So the same thing over here. Beit Shammai is saying, Lo yaseh adam sla'in dinarei zahav. Don't take a seller, which are silver coins, and convert them into gold coins and take less. Look, Rashi says, why would you want to do that? He says, Masechet Maaseh, Lo yaseh adam sla'in dinarei. Mi sheyesh lo sla'in kesef maaseh, but person who got silver coins or maaseh shady money. Lo yachlifam dinarei zahav. Don't make it into gold coins. Why? Lahakel amasui me'alav, to carry less. It makes sense, right? If one coin's equal, we saw 25 today, we saw that one dinar zahav is worth 25 silver coins. So every 25 coins, you're carrying one coin, right? So if you've got a lot of money, you want to carry 10 coins, these are 250 silver coins, right? But Shammai says, don't do that. Well, hello, Matir, this is no problem, you can do it. Right? But this is no problem. So now the machloket now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is what is the underlying argument between Beit Shammai and Hillel? So now the Gemara is like, it's Chadamar. We don't know who says what. Chadamar, other Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what's the machloket b'slim al dinarin with converting slim to dinarim, to gold? The Beit Shammai Sabre, what's his reason? Beit Shammai says that Kasper Tava, the silver is the money, V'dahava Pira, and the gold is the commodity, like we saw in our Mishnah today, by the way, right? Our Mishnah, the gold is the commodity. V'tava Apira lo mechalelinan. And you can't change money into food back again, into commodity. So you originally started with your Maaseh Sheni. You redeemed the Maaseh Sheni onto silver coins. You can't now go and redeem those silver coins back onto Pira. It's got to be money. And gold's not money. So you can't do it. What are you following? Daddy, why are you raising your eyes like that, right? Okay?
You can't make it unholy.
You can't know. You always, when you take a Maaseh Sheni money and you redeem the Kedusha in the produce onto coins, he's saying now when you're going from, now you've got the Kedusha in a coin, you can't transfer that Kedusha back to something which isn't a coin. In other words, at the moment, according to Beit Shammai, you might be able to, for some reason, let's say that those silver coins are not good, right? And you find nicer coins, you might be able, I'm not saying you can, but you might be able to convert it from that coin onto another coin. But because a gold dinar by definition is not currency, you can't go back to something which is not currency. That's just staying currency. And Beit Shammai says that a gold coin is not currency, it's considered pira, it's considered a commodity. So that's why it says you can't do it. The pira tab mechalina. But look what he says about pay. It says, hold on. But Hillel Sabre Kasper Pira. And but Hillel says, no, other way around. The Kesef is the commodity. V'dahava Tava, and the gold is the money. And we saw this already. And the gold is the money. So once you converted the fruit, anyhow, your produce onto Kasper is not really a commodity. It's just another commodity. So he has no problem with that. You can then convert from that commodity onto gold coins. Right? Upira atav mechalina. You can go from payroll to atav. So the kesef was already a pira. So you went from produce to pira, to other commodities. And from commodity now to money. He says, no problem, you can do that. She hasn't got a problem with Hillel about putting the kedusha from the produce onto another commodity. But Shama says you can't. That's how we explain. That's the one person. We don't know who Reish Lakish. However, whoever it is says, about Peirot, if it was just you starting first round and you got the fruit in front of you, Al Dinarin Divre Akol Mechalel. Everybody agrees that Peirot on Dinarin. So if you want to go, right, look at Rashi about Peirot, Rishonim Shel Maaseh Sheni, the very first fruits you can put onto a dinar, onto a silver coin. So you may Hillel who says that the silver vis-a-vis the gold is the commodity and the gold is the coin. Even Behila would agree, according to this opinion, that you can go from fruit first onto silver coins. Because you might think, wait a second, if the silver is the pira, and Beit Shammai says you can't go from pira to pira, you've got to go pira to things. So maybe you can't go to silver coins. No, you can go to silver coins first. That is the one side of the machloket. Okay, that's answer number one. What's the reason? Midava kesef. So he says, yeah, the reason is as follows. Why would they all say that you can do that? Because midava kesef le Beit Hillel. Because let's look at what Beit Hillel's view is with regards to money. We'll see it's all relative. Kesef le Beit Hillel. Yafa gav de kasper le gabe dahaba. Pirahabe. Because he says, Beit Hillel says that even though when you're comparing silver with gold, the kesef, right, is pira and not money. But with regards to pira, when it comes to fruit itself, to vegetables itself, to produce itself, it's tava have. So Hillel says that it's relative. Everything else in the world vis-a-vis silver coins, the silver coin is the money and the other stuff is the commodities, the produce. And therefore, you can go from there straight to the coin. Mm-hmm. It's only when it comes to gold versus silver that Hillel says that the silver is the commodity and the gold is the money. But Shama always says that the silver is the commodity and the gold is the money. Right? But Shama always says that. And Shama always seems to say that coins, we haven't got a problem. It's only commodities we've got a problem with. So taking commodity to a currency, we can always do. So that's the one side of the machloket. The other side, Khadamar, now the other side of the machloket says, after Peirot al Dinarin machloket, he says, no, you can't even go from Peirot in the first round to a dinar, according to Beit Hillel, but Beit Shammai will say yes, you can. Okay, that's how he says it. Look at Rashi. He says, "Dibakom mechalelinan." The guy pirat machloket Shammai v'Hillel. The Beit Shammai pirahu. Sorry, other way around. The Beit Shammai pirahu v'emechani. Because Beit Shammai says that silver coins is a pira, and you can't go from fruit to silver, because silver is a pira. You have to go from fruit to gold. Okay, so we got two machloket. The one, they both agree, by the way, that the machloket with Beit Shammai Hillel is that Beit Shammai says silver to gold. Gold is the money, and silver is the commodity. And Beit Hillel says no, the silver is also the commodity. But when it comes to fruits, right? They say you can all can convert, and the second opinion is that you can't convert even from the first stage. Why? According to this man Amar that says we just saw now that Peirot al Dinarin is a machloket. Why then do they have, if that's the case, if that person's right, there's a machloket there as well, then why is the machloket in the first place between slain and dinarin, silver coins and gold coins? Leaf look with Peirot, the machloket should be if we go at all from fruits to dinarin. There'll be a simple machloket. Just have the machloket. Because we seem to agree on the first stage of what the argument is between Hillel and Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish aren't arguing there. So then we just say that the machloket should just be, what's the machloket? Can you or can't you convert fruits into silver coins or not? One Tana Amora says you can, and one Amora says you can't. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, no. If Lugaiba Perot al Dinarin, if we said the machloket was the Perot al Dinarin, how would we have thought? How do we Perot al Dinarin? Well, the Dafka only Perot to Dinarin is the machloket, but Beslain al Dinarin, when it comes to silver coins that have got Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni, convert those into gold coins of Maaseh Sheni. Modelin Behilal Beit Shammai. Behilal here might agree with Beit Shammai. The Dahaba Legabe Kasper period, that gold with regards to silver, that Dahaba Legabe Kasper Pirahave is Pira. And therefore, Velo Mechalil, and you aren't allowed to Mechalil. Kamashman that you are allowed to Mechalil. So we can't have the Machloket there with regards to can or you can't Mechalil. Because you might have come and thought that there's no machloket over there with regards to gold that you can mechalel, that the machloket there, you would have mechalel. It's actually no argument. Everybody agrees that you can mechalel on the gold. Okay, so now we understand the machloket. The question now is, who says who? So who says that there's no machloket? Who says there's a machloket with regards to fruits onto silver? The Gemara says, "Tishtai Rabbi Yochanan Hudamar Ein Mechalin." That's why Rabbi Yochanan is the second opinion of Yeah. Says you call Mechalel. Why would we want to think that? And Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Asur Yovot Dinar BeDinar. Says you can't blend a dinar for a dinar. Look at Rashi. So you avoid dinar b'dinar. Shema yokiru v'yavod deribit. Because what we said this morning in the shir, right? That it's like a se'ah le'se'ah. If you borrow a dinar from someone, you pay back a dinar, the dinar might go up in value. And now when I paid you dinar, it's worth more. The girl says, "Regga dinar demai. What dinar are we speaking about? Ilay me dinar shel kesef, a silver kesef, but dinar shel kesef." Who in the world says that silver dinarim aren't currency? No one says silver dinarim aren't currency. What is a currency? And therefore, if you lend me a shekel, I can pay back a shekel. So likewise, if you lend me a dinar, I can pay back a dinar. So it can't be silver dinarim, because everybody agrees that that is currency. That's the strongest currency in the world in Chazal's time, right? As far as they're concerned, a dinar kesef. So the word says no. And the pshit of dinar shel zahav, dinar shel zahav. We're talking about a gold coin for a gold coin. The Tanakhama says over here that, right, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't lend a gold coin for a gold coin. Why can't you do that? Because Rabbi Yochanan obviously is saying to us what? That a gold coin is not currency. If it was currency, then there's no ribbit, shekel for shekel. Mm-hmm. It's only if it's something which the price is fluctuating vis-a-vis the currency that there could be ribbit. So obviously the dinar is a havav, yeah, is not a currency.
Kesef, no?
It's not money. Even that is a kesef, but it's not called money. It's called parrot, right? The governor should be on the pshita, the dinar should have, the dinar should have. Uleman, now according to who? Ile by Hillel, hi Amar Tavav. But Hillel always said that a gold thing, right? We saw in our Mishnah, and a lav, the must be Beit Shammah. Beit Shammah is the one who says that's not a currency. Vishma minar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein mechalel linan. The Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan telling us here, right? It's called coin to Beit Shammah. Look, our Mishnah says, Hazav Koneh Kesef. There the gold is not a currency, right? And our Kesef and a Koneh Hazav, right? And there's not a currency. Our Mishnah, we had the other version of Rabbi the other way around. So now he says over here, he says, what are we talking about? We're talking about Dinar Shel Zahav. Dinar Shel Kesef, Gabe Nafshvika. And the Pshita, Dinar Shel Zahav, Dinar Shel Zahav, which seems that's the currency. Our Mishnah says that Dinar, you can't. You the dinar acquires the silver because you did mashikh on the zahav. Says the Ila Bahila had Amar Rabbi Hillel says, right, that in our Mishnah that it's a tav. Ila lab le Beit Shammah Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Mechalel. The one says no, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mechalel. Rabbi Yochanan is one who says no, like in the first opinion that you can. Right, because with regards to pira, it is a tava. The Shani, so how come Rabbi Yochanan said you can't lend a dinar zahav for a dinar zahav? In other words, we're trying to say there that you can't lend it, why? Because it's a commodity. Therefore, you obviously can't do mechalelin either. So he says, no, that you can mechalel. So, and there's a difference between a halva'ah, between lending, borrowing gold, and using gold as a currency. Why? Kaivan dinan mekach u'menkach shavira banan ki pira. When it comes to mekach and menkach, comes to transactions, Chachamim regarded the golden coin, right, not as currency, as a commodity. And Rashi said, look at the very last word, while under the top there, Kiditnan and Daf Mem Dalid, Zahav Koneta Kesef, like Hamishta said. Zahav Koneta, you do the Meshicha on the Zahav. And what do you get in return? The money. So the gold is the commodity. Damunan Iu Niu the Okir Bezal, right, because that's the thing that goes up and down. Therefore, the God, but so that's the regarding Havah, right, Vazil. So the Gabi Avah Nami Piru, Abe. And therefore, because it's a commodity with regards to the Mekach Memkach we saw in our Mishnah, it's also a commodity with regards to a loan. So that is why it's Rabbi Yochanan who says, no, you Rabbi Yochanan Humid Amechalinan. Because Rabbi Yochanan will tell you that the Mekach Memkach, when it comes to actual doing Maaseh Sheni, redemption, it's not called Pira, then it's called money. It was like that. It makes sense here as well. How does it make sense? Why does it make sense? When Rabbi came into Israel, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ava bishamru v'asul yovot dinar bedinar, aval mechalilan mas yeshayni alav shma mina." He said straight out that you can. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "No problem." It's in other words, we're back to square one where we said because it's all relative, based on the fact that Hillel said that it's a currency. Right, so just like for when you're going from silver to gold. So the silver is the currency, the gold is the commodity. When you're going from fruit to gold, the fruit is the commodity, the silver is the fruit is the commodity, the gold is the currency. Mm-hmm. That's what Barry Rabbi. You with me, Daddy?
No.
Okay. Halaklav. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this now. Toshma. So here comes a bit of a proof from a brighter. Right? We're from a brighter. This is a brighter Masechet Adiyot. Any Maaseh Sheni. So I'll parade, say, let me ma'ot Maaseh Sheni. If you now got Maaseh Sheni money, and you want to now take that, you got a seller, right? A silver seller. A copper seller, sorry. Hold on. Copper. Rashi says, yeah. Someone who's got copper coins and he wants to now convert them into silver coins. Same idea, like I saw in the previous Amud, right? Where you wanted to convert silver coins into gold coins because it was too heavy. Now you got lots of copper coins. You want to convert some copper coins into silver coins. So Beit Shammai, what does Beit Shammai say? Beit Shammai says, no problem. You can take all the copper coins and convert them into one silver coin. No, but shekel kesef, a shekel ma'ot. But he says, no, do a portion of it. Convert a shekel of kesef and a shekel keeping copper coins. Now, there's an interesting reason why, by the way. Look how sensitive the markets were in times of Chazal. They understood the proper market forces of supply and demand. Obviously, a small market, right? Everyone coming to Arabai during the regular period. A rush on the market in Yerushalayim. Everyone's coming with their coins. If suddenly the money changers are being have an influx of copper coin of silver coins to convert into copper, because when you go buying in the shop, you're buying with copper coins. You aren't walking around with silver coins. Silver coin is very good to have in your pocket as a way of carrying this amount of money. But bottom line, you're going and buying bread and cheese and milk and whatever in the market, you aren't paying the shopkeeper with a silver coin. If they haven't got change, go away. You've got to count lots of little copper coins. So when you get to your shalom, you've got to now convert your silver coins back into copper. So if suddenly everyone's arriving with silver coins and wanting to buy copper coin, what's going to happen to the value of the copper coin?
Right.
They're going to become expensive. So you're going to start getting less copper coins for your silver dinner. Mm-hmm. Right? And what happens when you start getting less coins? Remember, your dinar is Maaseh Sheni money. It's got Kedusha. So you're going to start getting less Kedusha copper coins. So you're going to basically reduce the amount of Maaseh Sheni money that you can spend. Got it? Mm. Everybody with me?
Nice.
Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says what I just said. But here we're lawyer for it. Why? Elechatza only half. She'aprutot yotzot b'shalim. You're going to end up converting them back in Yerushalayim. Because she'avosh, when you get there, yetzarich lefrotot b'yadik not tzorech esud. You have to convert back into silver, into copper money to buy food stuff for your suda. V'im yarutzu akol etzel shulchan adif. If there's a run on the markets, literally, everyone went to convert their silver coins to copper coins, your kiru aprutot. The copper coins are going to get expensive. Venim to Maaseh Sheni. Now Maaseh Sheni is going to lose out. Why? Because you have less money to spend. Levichach Yisu put to be my name. Therefore, Beit Hillel says, come with some change in your pocket. Lotziv emiktzat sheyikalu yifra kesef b'shivado me'atmat. And then when you run out of that money, start changing your silver coin slowly. Don't arrive with a big need. Okay, it's good advice. Practical advice, Beit Hillel says. So now, hash to the Beit Shammai legabei pritei mechalina. Beit Shammai seems to say, no problem. You can convert all your money, all your Maaseh Sheni money, all your slaot into gold, into silver, all your copper into silver. So you can convert all your silver into all your copper into silver. Legabe dahava, from silver to gold, me buy, is it a question? Mm-hmm. No, so therefore it's pashut that Beit Shammai said you can mechalalina, you can convert. Even though you've gone from Maaseh Sheni to money, you can go from money to money as well, no problem. So the Gemara says that's not a proof at all. Why? Sha'ane prite ba'atre desagyan charife. That's not good, because copper in the places where it's accepted is as much of a currency as silver is. So therefore, if you're going between copper and silver, there's no real change. The question is gold. Is gold considered a currency? And that's the problem. Gold might not be. Gold might already become a commodity because gold is not easily traded. So therefore, that might be a good thing. And that's version number one to the og answer. Version number, Lishnach, another version of this is, Amri le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we had a first version of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, arguing mechalina. Now another version. Chalav machlokes v'slayin al dinarim. One says the argument is whether you can convert silver coins into gold coins. The Beit Shammai savrei hakesef. The Beit Shammai says the pasuk says hakesef. It says v'tzarta hakesef b'yadecha. Right? Natata hakesef b'yadecha. So we had him shechar, b'chol ha'shet tishlach edav shechar, v'achal tishan yashin agecha, v'samach, that was the whiz, v'atzarte, v'natata ha'kesef, sorry. V'natata ha'kesef b'chol ha'shet tabe. You took the money for what you want in Yerushalayim. So it says ha'kesef, that's kesef rishon, v'lo kesef shayni. In other words, it's the, what does it mean ha'kesef, kesef rishon, v'lo kesef shayni? Ha'kesef, kesef look rashi kesef, shechilalta ha'perot alehem, ata tzarich litzor b'yadecha v'lohulich. But Shammai says, the pasuk says, take your food now and convert it to money. Mm-hmm. Don't convert money to money. Convert food to money. Right?
Okay.
That's about Shammai learns it. So, right? But Hillel said, right now, it says, ha-kesef. Why say ha-kesef? It didn't say, v'tzarte kesef b'chol ha-shetav. It said, ha-kesef, kesef riba, as many, afilu kesef, as many times you want the money, even to, aval peirot al dinarin, but when it comes to going from directly, from fruit to silver coin, everyone says bechalilan. Why? Da'akate kesef rishonu, because it's still the first ksafim. So both Hillel and Beit Shammai both agree on the first kesef. You can do it. That's opinion number one. V'chad amar after peirot al dinarin amim machlok. Some say no. The machlok is also on dinar to on peirot to dinar. Right, from peirot to a gold coin. So look at Rashi. V'after peirot al dinari machlok. V'time the Beit Shammai shum did have a pirahu. Because he says gold is a pirahu. So one opinion says, the right, in the Lishna Achrin, in the second version over here, I lost my place. Where's the Lishna Achrin? Lishna Achrin. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Chama Machlok Beslain Al Dinarim. And one says that even the Peirot Al Dinarim, that you can't even go from Peirot to gold, you have to only go to silver. So the mind I'm slain out very machloket. So we're asked the same question asked early on. And the one who says that the machloket is slain out, you can't go from coins to gold. And if you have a slain out dinarin, if you have a slain out slain, why don't we talk about money to money, silver to silver even? Because it seems that you can't go from, that you can only go once to money, because Rabbi Shammai seems to say that it says ha-kesef the first time around. So it's not that you can't dafka go from gold, from coins to gold to from silver to gold. You can't even go from silver coins to silver coins because according to Beit Shammai, you can only convert once. You can only go from the fruit to the money. See, if you got it in silver coins, you can't go to silver coins. Why are we going so fast talking about gold coins? Everyone says, no. Yeah, figure beslain al slain. If we had that machlok, we would have thought, honey, beslain al slain, but beslain al dinarin, modle by hilal Beit Shammai, did I have a gabi kasma pira, velo mechalin? Because if we had learned only about the slain to slain, we would have said, ah, that's the machlok. When it comes to silver to gold, there's no machlok. Everybody says you can't. That's not true, right? Kamashlan and that's not the case, and you can. The group is another brother by Toshma, Poretzel, Shomas, Shari Bushlaim. So the other group is speaking about doing it in Yerushalayim itself. If you come in Yerushalayim now with your money, and you want to convert a seller of Masi Shani money in Yerushalayim, right? Look at Rashi. Everybody with me, by the way? Are you all following me? Mm-hmm. Right? You had silver coins and now you want to get copper coins. Now you want to convert the other way around. You arrive with silver coins, you have to convert them into copper coins. Beit Shammai says, the same thing. Says you can as much as you want, convert all your silver into copper if you want. But Hillel says, no, only take what you need now and do it slowly. If you want to say, wait a second, hash the Kasper go Peter Mechalin. So it seems like Beit Shammai is saying over here, as much as you want, you can convert. And there we saw that Beit Shammai didn't say that you can only do that you only do one round. Never said kesef rishon, kesef shayni, and that's when going from silver to copper. So he says, yeah, if gold, which is more important, yeah, but how many you can't go to gold? So Gemara says, that's not a good point. Why? I'm a rabbi, but Yerushalayim kamotaft. Right, you talk about Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Shani Yerushalayim, Dichtiv be'venatata ha'kesef b'chol shel avnashecha be'bakar u'batzon. He says, no, you can't learn anything from this brayta over here, because this brayta is talking about in Yerushalayim. Right, so don't prove it. Where's the way Toshma? So we're between another brayta now, which is outside Yerushalayim. Ha'pareit selamim ma'ot ma'aseh sheini, Beit Shammai min b'chol selam ma'ot, ve'hilomim b'shekel kesef b'shekel ma'ot. And the kula al me'kesef kesef riba. Everybody seems to say, no problem. You can go from kesef to kesef. Afilu kesef sheini. The bottom line is the Gemara wants to try and say that none of this avia really seems to be the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the first place. We try to say how we try to explain what the machloket was, And one version, two versions on Beit Shammai Hillel, whether you can or you can't convert, whether it's a Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh HaMaaseh, the first time, second time. It seems in this bright time, yeah, it's outside of Yerushalayim now. This wasn't talking about in Yerushalayim. At both, Beit Shammai says, B'chol Selim Ot, Hillel B'Shekel Kes B'Shekel Ma'ot. But our bottom line is, he already agrees that you can go from money to money, correct? So no one's saying that you can't go to second money. So the Gemara says, you're right. If you want to talk about the Machloka, this is the one. And Iyat Mar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon, this is the Mahakhid Bar. Chad Amar Machloka B'Slain Al Dinarid. One says, can you convert silver ones into gold ones? The Beit Shammai Savre Gazrina and Shema Yishe Aliotav Dezimin Delo Malu Zuzay B'Dinarid B'Lo Masik Lehu. Rabbi, the question is, can you convert silver into gold? Beit Shammai said, you can't. Why? Beit Shammai is concerned that you might stick around and wait and not go up to Yerushalayim until you got enough silver to make a gold coin. Now imagine a gold coin, we think of, okay, 25 silver coins, but it must be a lot of money, right? In other words, to get a gold coin, so you have to have like, I don't know, $100,000 is equivalent to today of a gold coin. So not everyone's got $100,000 of Maaseh Sheni produce. So you might, or 50,000, or 20, 100,000 shekels even, not a money. So you must stick around. That's why I mentioned Rabbi Yochanan Shemi Shealiyoto, the Chilo Malunami Bedinari Asuk Masik Lava Masik Leu. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no rush. We don't care. We aren't worried about it at all. There's no reason you can change whatever you want. If you haven't got enough, so you'll convert to smaller coins, or you give your copper to silver, whatever the case is. Aval Beperot Al Dinarin, but go from fruits first time into gold coins first time. Everybody agrees that you can. The fruit itself, why? Because since the fruits go bad, if you don't convert it to money, so to gold or silver, dinarim, you'll be, there's no limit whatsoever. You can convert quickly. You can. There's no gzeir on it. But they both agree that from money to money, Beit Shammai says, don't wait till you've got enough money. Therefore, don't convert silver to gold. He says, no, you can convert silver to gold. Either you'll convert copper to silver, or you'll take your silver up. When it comes to fruit, the produce itself, onto food, they both say convert to silver or to gold. No one's going to wait, not going to wait. That's one side of Machloket.
Beit Shammai, the reason they don't want you to wait is because they want to make it come to look to Aliyah.
You're going
to
miss the regular.
And they want you just to say, I'll go once.
Right, I won't go for Pesach, I'll go Shavuot. And then Shavuot, I'll go Sukkot. Because the reason is, because the idea behind Maaseh Sheni is to keep the markets of Jerusalem supplied. So if you're not going to go this regular, then the markets of Jerusalem are going to lose out and your money won't get spent in Jerusalem. We want to keep the economy of Jerusalem going.
That's the reason.
The Sapek Rashvakim Shushlaim. I remember that's a Gemara, I think, in Tani, the Megillah, I think it says there. The Sapek Rashvakim Shul Yerushalayim.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons that the Gemara gives for why you go to Maaseh, what the idea behind Maaseh Sheni is. Right?
That's the recording.
Yeah. V'chad Amar. Hold on, good point. I think I am. Yeah. V'chad Amar. So this is now the Gemara wants to explain a whole new story what the Machloket is. Right? The Machloket is where everybody agrees that you can convert fruit onto coins, and it's only silver to gold, which is a Machloket between Rabbi Beit Shammai and Hillel. And the other side of the Machloket is, one of the other ones says no, that even there's a Machloket on silver to gold, and there's also even with the payrot to dinarim. Right, you can't look at Vafilu prepared al dinarim machloket. Look at the last line of Rashi. The pirinami atili shahuye, because Beit Shammai will say you can't even do that. Why? If you haven't got enough vegetables or produce to convert onto coins, you might stick around and wait till you've got coins. Hillel says, I don't care. You won't wait. You won't wait. Right? Beit Shammai says, no, you will wait. You might wait, and the food will go bad, and we lose Maaseh Sheni. According to this lashon, the second lashon, that's the machloket now about whether we can or we're not going to wait or not. So, the Midoraita Mishra Shari. Really, why is it a machloket? Because it seems that Midoraita, you're allowed to. Just Chachamim were the ones, Rabbanan, who the guys Jubei? Right? They don't have a takana for whatever reason, but someone will say, it's takana because they don't want you to wait around. And Heinrich Tani, Yaseh, Velo Yaseh. That's why if you look at our Mishnah, right, the Mishnah, we had a brighter there. Because on Mem Dalam Bet, it said, we said Tanan, that Mishnah which we quoted. But Shalom, Lo Yaseh Adam Slain Dinar Zahav. We started the shiur there today. Lo Yaseh, you shouldn't convert your seller to gold. Hillel says, Matir, but Hillel says you can. Right? So it's, what does it mean? It says, Lo Yaseh, which implies what? That you shouldn't do it. But if you did, it's okay. Right? That's what he says. Bishlo Mechalina, it says, Rabbanan, Demir Rabbi Ashish, Rabbanu Degal Zubay, Vidiktani Yase, Vlo Yase. Now look at the Rashi over here. Diktani, where's the Rashi? Hadiktani Lo Yase. Velo Ketani, the very first there on the Rashi, Velo Ketani Lashon Chilul. It didn't say Yechalel or Lo Yechalel. It says Yase, do it. It didn't say Litchalel. And Lahach Lishne Damarta Demidoraita Pligi. But if we're going to say no, the machloket is actually machloket midoraita. So the Mishnah shouldn't have said yaseh, or it should have said, the Sasha says mitchalelin velo mitchalelin ibai. Should have said mitchalelin on from coins to gold, you can mitchalel. That's what the real lashon is, right? Because there's kedusha, like you mentioned at the beginning, Selwyn. There's kedusha in the produce. You redeem the kedusha in the produce, and you transfer the kedusha onto the coins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to convert from these coins to those coins, you redeem the kedusha. You mitchalel. You extract the kedusha. You turn those coins now into holy vochadika coins, and you put the kedusha onto the new coin.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mishnah should have said mitchalel, and it didn't. It said yaseh, which seems right. What if it's doraita? What?
They're saying you can't.
No, there's a machloket. You can and you can't. But our question now is, the Gemara is like this. According to the Lashon, the Machloket here, where this whole thing is a Doraita or Drabana. So the Gemara is, look, according to those people who say it's a Drabana, it makes sense why the Mishnah chose the Lashon, Yaseh velo Yaseh, do and don't do. But according to the Sinai Machloket, it's a Doraita, so why did it say Yaseh or lo Yaseh? It should have said Mitchalel or lo Mitchalel, if it's Doraita. Whether you can or you can't, it's a Machloket. But both people should have said, the one side said you can, we should have said Mitchalel. And also you can't, you said lo Mitchalel. But that would be...
You don't know that Shama agree that you can.
No, we've seen it. We've seen a Machloket. Chal Amar v'chad Amar.
Okay, but you go a little bit further. Bishlamal, they say all is well according to this last version, which you said that under biblical law, in both...
The Midoraita Mishri Shari. That is Doraita, you're okay. And now the Machloket Bashama Bihilal is the one who said you can, the one who said you can't, is the one who said you can't, but tell you because it's a Gitakana of Chachamim. Right? So that makes sense according to our Mishnah implies. Is a Machloket Bihilal Bashama. Bashama says yes, and Bihilal says no. But Bashama says yes, no, why? Because it's a Takana. And Bihilal says yes, because there's no Takana. That's why it says Yaseh Velo Yaseh. But if it's a Doraita, and there's the Machloket, so there shouldn't be a machloket of Yaseh, or should have said mitchalel velo mitchalel, because chilul is the doraita aspect of what's taking place over here, right? Got it? So it says mitchalim lo mitchalim mibayla. The Gemara says kashya. Gemara says good point, and leaves it at that. Kashya doesn't get solved. Okay, that is it. Kashya, good point.
What does that mean?
That means that according to the mapsar of the machloket, will tell us that it's a doraita. Our Mishnah doesn't make sense. Because it should have said Chalil, Mitchalel, not Mitchalel. According to the side, he says this whole Machloket between Hillel and Shammai in the first place is only a Derabbanan, and our Mishnah makes sense. So the guys who are saying it's a Doraita, I don't know who they are, right? I don't see it yet in our daf, we might get to it, but for them, there'll still be a big kashya. How is it a Doraita if the Mishnah used the Lashon Yaseh, which seems to imply that it's a Derabbanan in the first place? So what does it mean? It probably means it's actually a Derabbanan, and they're wrong. I don't know. Okay. All right.
So why did it use that language, not tiyufta, for instance?
Oh no, because a tiyufta is when we try to prove something against somebody and we say tiyufta. We want to try and prove that the person who's saying it, like we got a machloket, we said earlier on, we try to prove it was Rabbi Yochanan who said at the end of the last daf, and then we said, Shema Mina. Okay, so a tiyufta would be normal, like when you bring a kashya on somebody, then you try and prove the kashya, you'll say, we've got a tiyufta against you, what you said. Here we haven't got a tiyufta. Here we just don't know how to explain it. We know that there's a machloket between two groups. That one says that this whole machloket about whether you can or can't convert the maaseh sheni into gold coins is a doraita, and it's asur. And one says, no, it's not asur mitoraita, it's only asur mitorabbanan. So the Gemara says, we know that those guys are around, But it's a kashya. In other words, I'm saying that it probably is a tiyufta against those guys. The Gemara at the moment isn't saying it as adamant as I am. They said, look, it's a good point. We don't know. We haven't got enough information yet to conclude that it's only a deraita. Right, that's what the kashya means. Kashya means it's difficult. Okay, it's by Rabbi Levi. Now, I'm going to Rabbi Levi. The question is, if we're talking about money, so we understood from the beginning of the Mishnah, we now finished with the Hilbet Shabbai now. We returned at the beginning of the Mishnah that we saw that we understood the klal, that whenever you're buying something, so how do you buy it? There's a maaseh kinyan. What's the maaseh kinyan? The maaseh kinyan, either hagbah, you lift it up, or you do a meshich, or you pull it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. There's another type of maaseh kinyan which we know as well. That's called the kinyan maaseh chalifin, right? That I do a maaseh chalifin. Normally, let's say I want to buy your farm, so I will give you a handkerchief of mine. I'm the buyer, you the seller. You lift up the handkerchief. And when you lift up that handkerchief, I acquire your farm,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, the farm can be anywhere in the world. We can both be sitting here in Tel Mond, and your farm is in what's that Central American place?
Texas?
No, Central America, not center of America. Central America, Costa Rica. Okay, that's where Mervyn's son-in-law is from, right? So, and he's got a farm in Costa Rica. Maybe he has, I hope, right? That, and I want to buy that farm. I could sit in his house in Ranana, pick up the thing, and I get the farm. That's called the Kabasi Khalifin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the question is now, can you use money?
Picks it up is the one who's doing the
normally the guy selling picks it up. He says, I'm makne you. He, with your cloth, you give me a hanky, and he... when you go and sell your chomets, right? So the Rav gives you something, and he says, lift it up. He gives it to you, and you lift it up. You're the seller. You do the maaseh chalifin, right? You sell by lifting it up. Right?
With your
ketubah. Right, he's saying, yeah, we get married. Okay, so he got married. I'm dead. You remember that, so that's impressive. He got married a lot more recently than you did, about 50 years after you. Right?
I cannot forget remembering Rabbi Tenz and Rabbi Rosenblum sitting there, and Rabbi Tenz had lifted up his...
Yeah, there we are, right. So that's a maaseh chalifin. So the question over here now is, can you do maaseh with money? Because money is a coin, is a currency, right? Or does it have to be a commodity to do the maaseh chalifin? That's a good one. That's the maaseh Rabbi Levi. Chalamar matbea naaseh chalifin. What's it? No problem. Look at Rashi. You want to convert a coin to something else. You're not buying. 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 Yeah, Rashi said the show that. Look here. The buyer gives the hand key to the seller. And the seller lifts it up and gives him the karka. Or you could pull mekalkin. He took it with root. There with Boaz. He took off his shoe and gave it to his friend. That's a question with a coin. We learned in the very beginning of the Mishnah yesterday's daf that if a guy gave you money but the buyer hadn't yet taken the goods, he can change his mind. In other words, giving the money wasn't a maaseh kinyan. Honey, mili kishnatu. That is that only maybe when it's actually doing a purchase. Kederech mekachumem kar avatim natan b'tachalif. You give the money b'tot mechalifin. Then he lifts up the money. He now sells you the farm. Kevin shem hashach zeh tamaot. The moment the guy picked up the money, nikne lo achavet shlo. You bought the other stuff b'chol makom shu. Anywhere in the world, maybe can money. In other words, we always think of money as a maaseh mekachumem kar. Akal zeh, how much is that watch of yours? You say me it's 1,000 shekels. I said, okay, give me the watch. I lift up the watch. I do a maaseh kinyan, and now I owe you the 1,000 shekels. Remember, we said in the Mishnah, right? Hamakmishe para mitor mabul dorah paga huye para. If you don't honor your word, God will hit you for it. But really, you already done a maaseh kinyan. The watch is in your hands now. You can't change your mind. What if I gave you money? I've got to pay you for the money anyhow for the farm. I give you the money. You lift up the money. Is that a maaseh kinyan? Have I now got the farm? That's the question. Mm-hmm. Okay, with the money. So Rav Chalamar, one says yes, and Rav Ban, one says no. So I'm Rav Papa, I'll never ever think of Rav Papa again in the same light after Avi Weinrod's talk today. Eh? He said, we mentioned in the Siyum of the Shas, mentioned Rav Papa 10 times, all the 10 children of Rav Papa, Papa, Papa. He said, that's an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pe El Pe. Wow. And Hashem spoke Pe El Pe. That's what we mentioned Rav Papa. Yeah, brilliant. Okay. I'm Rav Papa, my time with the mind, Amar, what's the reason? Rashi Halek Lemamad Itled Rav Nachman. Okay, I'm leaving that. Ain't Matbea Nasi Khalifin. Why isn't a Masi do Khalifin? A Matbea do with money? Bishum, the Dati Atzurata. Why? Because when the guy sees a coin, what's he thinking about? Think about this coin that's got a tsura, it's got a face of a coin, it's a valid currency. What's going to happen to that currency? Over time, it's going to wear out. The coin's going to go. Maybe the guys are getting so excited about the currency looking at it. Because he sees down the line it's going to be worn out in a while. I would give my farm for this messed up currency. But look at that. The Gemara says, Vitsurta, Vidya the butler. It's going to get ruined. Right? So that's the question. That's what Papa says. According to the Bible, and that's the reason. He says, Tznan, he quotes the Mishnah over here. Right, this is the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dali. We saw that there. Hazahav koneh our Mishnah from this parak. Hazahav the gold koneh hakesef. The Gemara said, "Wait a second, why? My love, the Khalifin. Why are you saying you can't? Our Mishnah said you can. When you lift up the gold, you acquired the kesef. Isn't it from Khalifin? We said right. V'shmami na nasi Khalifin. Says no. That wasn't a Khalifin. Lo bedamim. That was with damim. That was a purchase. Not the same thing. You have to do a maaseh meshicha there or a hagba'a. Because I don't understand. Yachi hazahav koneh hakesef. It shouldn't have said." It shouldn't have said kone buys the money because that seems to be sound like a khalifin. I'm giving you the gold and the gold now is getting entitled to money. That seems to be like a khalifin. We're doing an exchange. It should have said zahav mechayev mibayla. It should have said mechayev. Once you've got lifted up the gold, you're now obligated to pay the guy money. Not that the gold bought the money, the silver. Gold buying the silver seems like a barter. That's like a khalifin. It should have said, once you lift up the gold, you mechayev the money kesef. Mm-hmm. The woman says, you know what? Nei hazav mechayev. Change the Mishnah to say hazav mechayev. We got you. Right? And the Gemara says, makes more sense even. Wachlan Mishnabra. Miniktani Sefer, the end of the Sefer, the brother said, Mishnah said, what? Ha kesef eino koneta zahav. The silver doesn't acquire the gold. Yeah, might be shlom et bedamim. If you tell me it's bedamim, hainu da amrina and da haba pira ve kaspa taba. That the gold is the pira and the kaspa is the money. The taba and money, pira lo kani, doesn't buy pira. Doesn't what? Because what buys? Because the pira is the mashiach that buys the pira, not the money. Eliyah might be khalifin. Tell me it's a khalifin. Tarvayu liktan. Then they work either way. When you lift up the gold, I get the silver. You lift the silver, I get the gold. So basically, you want to say that our Mishnah is actually telling you that money can be used as a maaseh khalifin. Vortan, another bright thing where it says, HaKesef Eno Koneh Razav, that the money doesn't, silver doesn't buy gold. Hey, how does it work? Machalu, Shim B'chamishah Dinah Shal Kesef, Dinah Shalev, Yekah sold you 25 Dinah Kasef for a gold coin. Avapi, Shem HaShachar, either you pulled the Kesef, you did the Mashiach on the Kesef, Lo Kaneh Ad Sheyim Shokhe Razav. That you aren't Koneh until you actually did the Mashiach on the gold. Now, Yeh Rabbi Shlomo B'damim, you're going to tell me because it's a transaction of dummy, Mishnachi, look, that's going to work. And yeah, might be Khalifin Nikni. Why didn't it work? It was the Edomai B'dami. It was the Iyachi MRH. Oh, no, sorry. I apologize. It was a Dechia. The Gemara was a Doche. It's not a Khalifin. It's actually Maseh Me'u Memkar. And when we said, if that's the case, it should say Mechayev. The Gemara says, you're right, say Mechayev. So it's not a Khalifin. It's a Mechayev.
Okay.
Right, that was a mistake of mine. It's not proof. It's a contradiction. Money doesn't, and the golden stuff is not a khalifin. Right? Because the Gemara says, "Iyamar b'shlomo b'dami." If it's dami, understand? I don't mean the haba parim kasher dami, but haba pir lo kani. Iyamar b'chalifin tarvarik. If it was a khalifin, it should have worked one for the other, and it doesn't work one for the other. You got to do mashicha on the gold, and only then do you get the money. There's no khalifin. He was to another brighter. Kesef and ukrazav. Money doesn't acquire the gold. Kate said, "Machalo yishrim b'chamishah dinar shekesef." He told you 25 coins, silver coins, but you have one coin of dinar. Abish b'shachar. You know, you've got all the money, the silver. Lo kone adchi yibshokrazav. You have to. Only when you get the when's the masem kinyan done? We did meshicha on the gold. Because what's the gold? The gold over here is the pira, not the money. It's the commodity. You got to do masem kinyan. You got to lift it up or do grit. Right, and here Rabbi Shlomo b'dami. If it's b'damim, where you do a transaction, mishum achilok, that's why it didn't work. And here Rabbi Khalifin. If it's a khalifin, well, who cares? If I gave you the stove and you give me the gold, you get a khalifin. Whichever one I pick up should work on the other side. Correct? Should automatically transfer ownership on either or both of them. Nikli ele my b'damim. Okay, I think I end off over here.